Your torches of wisdom. So we have even right there.
What's his name?
Radio live.
FEMA Region 6 is occupied.
Get through on every channel we can. We've got to reach the people. There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
They actually heard the aliens are already here. They've been hiding in this country for hundreds of years. It's a fact. They're shapeshifters. They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
What? I am not an alien.
Yes, she is, and so is the woman next to her right there.
Oh, okay, no.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit because he's always taking off his shirt, okay?
I had an epiphany today, this morning, when I watched this. You know, it's funny, nobody called me last night or even texted me or emailed me about it because almost no one compared to the internet viewers watches SNL. And most people that do watch it on TV are so elderly, they don't use the internet or text messaging. That's a fact. Just to show how dinosaur it is. But this morning I got about 50 phone calls, text messages, and emails. It's probably more than 50. 6:30 in the morning, bzz, 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 everybody's calling, sending me the video. And that there just shows you how the big audience is on the internet and the responsive people are on the internet. I mean, you know, we get data from all this, but, you know, you'd think being on primetime TV on NBC, and it's still got big viewers compared to a lot of mainstream media. It's still a big show. Alec Baldwin's a big star. I like Alec Baldwin. I like Alec Baldwin movies. I've met some of his brothers that are listeners that they've been on the show, but he's a guy for hire. He's a gunman, a gunslinger of disinformation. And so I don't normally cover when we get attacked in media. Everybody knows that. I mean, it's all over the place. I covered it when it's very informative and what I call a Rosetta Stone. And of course, they didn't know how to basically decipher a lot of ancient hieroglyphs and things. And they found the Rosetta Stone and it taught them how to do it. Well, it's the same thing. It's like a skeleton key is what I call it. This 5-minute report is unbelievable. The deception at every level. He keeps pointing at black women and saying you're an alien because they're black. It's just the most base attempt to say, you know, that Donald Trump doesn't like black people. And then he's a coward and hides behind people, and that's the opposite of what he does. You may love Trump or hate him, but nobody says he's a coward. The guy's got super thick skin, incredible worth ethic, the economy. In fact, I forgot to pull all this again, but they want us distracted off of this. Can you guys pull me, or just last week's stack, just best job numbers since 1984, new numbers coming in. Numbers came in 2 weeks ago showing the same thing, even better. 298,000 new jobs, unprecedented. 28,000 new jobs just the last week. I mean, it goes on and on. Hundreds of big companies announcing they're coming to the U.S. from Mitsubishi to Samsung to SoftBank. ExxonMobil's now going to not build their new refineries in Mexico. They're going to build them in Texas. The average job, 45,000 of them, $100,000 a piece. It goes on and on. Hasbro's going to make their toys here again. And Play-Doh. I mean, you know how big that is? China's announcing it's going to move factories to Ohio. Because if they make business climate inducive, get ready for Boomtown USA, baby. And it's going to help everybody else. You lower wages here, it lowers them globally. You raise them here, it raises them. Remember old Ross Perot? Boy, wasn't he proven right? It's a fact. So the elites have been selling America off. Trump's going after them, and so they put together this piece. But that's not what I'm going to cover first. But it's going to be a powerful breakdown. I never do notes. This SNL thing is so important because it's so revealing and so deceptive. Look at this. I worked basically 4 hours a day with Buckley and Daria on a breakdown we're going to do coming up. But I'm going to get into the Sessions deal. It's an even crazier thing. I mean, I was watching CNN like an hour ago, and they're like, it's the end of the world. No one's ever fired U.S. attorneys. This is...
councils of government.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge? Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Do you understand?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Already March 12th, 2017 on this Sunday edition. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. And of course, Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central with the weekday transmission. Saturday Night Live did an attack piece on the president last night and on myself. Their ratings have been down for years. Most mainstream media, of course, is in the tank. But I've actually got the Nielsen ratings here. It's that first 5 minutes of the show that most people tune into. It's some of the most watched TV out there. The rest of the show trails off to very low ratings. A few million people are watching by the end. In fact, most of the people I know that are patriots actually tune into that or watch it online the next day to see what is done, just to, you know, witness the deception and the lies against President Trump and people that actually want to have a sovereign, prosperous country. But Alec Baldwin, as a straw man, attacked yours truly. And it's truly sickening. The piece says that I believe black people aren't humans and are aliens, and so I'm a racist and Donald Trump's a racist. I mean, how do you even respond to crap like that? But it shows the new fake news level. One of the biggest Jewish newspapers in the United States, The Forward, had a headline last week that I basically admire Hitler, and then it was a quote from Der Spiegel saying Jones admires Donald Trump like he admires Hitler. I don't admire Hitler, or like someone would admire the Fuhrer. This is total desperation by these people. Folks say, well, why even respond? We have to continue to discredit them. We have to continue to show they are the enemy media. They are the enemy of free people, the enemy of America, the enemy of racial and cultural unity. All they do is stir up trouble. It's unbelievable. But here's the good news, SNL. We get the last laugh, because this Sunday show, I've been doing it for 10 years, knowing that stations would want to taste the show to pick it up during the weekdays. It's been incredible. We've gone from 100 and something affiliates to almost 260. A lot of it thanks to the Sunday show, giving people a taste. But this show still probably has 67% of the audience of the weekday show. Conservatively, 2 million people listen over the 2 hours, and a few million more on other stations that are rebroadcast, and then millions more end up watching the different derivatives and the Facebooks and the YouTubes. I mean, let's just say 5, 6 million people watch it. This is one of our smaller shows. Well, that rivals SNL. So you keep acting like in your alternative universe that people aren't here countering you, that I'm not here playing Martin Luther King quotes and protesting the KKK for 20 years and having them threaten to kill me, and it's been in the newspaper, and then just make your crap up. Because you may fool some of the people some of the time, as they say. You're not going to fool everybody all the time. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And the thinking people of every color, because we're all one race, we all got red blood, we live in one country, we live on one planet, even don't live here in the U.S., and we want freedom. And so you keep dumbing it down. You just keep doing it, because SNL's got a lot of viewers. It's still some of the old media that's got popularity. So thank you for the big rush of traffic we've got. We can see the traffic today. In fact, right now we've got what we usually have. I was looking earlier on a weekday show, just on the streams and things. So it's got a little maybe a million extra folks tuning in. Thank you. Because now they're going to hear what we actually stand for and what we want to do for this country and the direction that we're promoting, which is completely transparent. I'm going to get into this because it's not just because they attacked Trump for myself. If you understand how they did this 5-minute hit piece, you could teach a college course on understanding propaganda and disinformation and lies. This is high-tech BS. Every 10 seconds is a lie. So we're going to start it and stop it. I came in today and shot a special report that Buckley's in there editing right now, putting documentation and things in. I mean, here's an example, and then I'm going to get to it after the break. They have Trump hiding behind the military when the aliens arrive that have attacked the Earth in this SNL skit, saying, I'm not the president, I'm not the president, I'm a coward. Trump, not even Kennedy, marched at the head of motorcades. And he wasn't hated one-tenth as much as Trump. Nobody goes and spends their own money in an election like this. Nobody that I've seen in modern history has this much courage or this much success or this much victory. And nobody since Andrew Jackson or George Washington has delivered on promises like Trump is with this incredible providence and Midas touch he's got. So he's a coward. See, everything they put in the piece is the opposite of reality. He's a racist. That's the opposite. NAACP awards, you name it, for hiring record numbers of African Americans and promoting them into management. Same thing with women and gays. Given awards by, you know, major national organizations. Praised by The Advocate. That's what we're actually dealing with. And so, defending Trump isn't about defending Donald Trump. He's tough. He's got iron skin. It's about defending the truth. And let me get into that right now. But there's also plagiarism here. It hit me today, watching this piece twice, that they take everything we say about them, and then they just turn it around on us. And I'm always saying that. So you're like, what's the revelation? I realize now, and of course they admit this, that there's like 6 current TV shows that admit that they base the whole season and the characters off me. Now, 5 of them are negative. 1 of them is positive. And Chris Carter of the new X-Files said, no, this whole thing is about Alex Jones and how he's right. And he's a libertarian. He's not racist. He's a patriot. So both the star, the talk show host is Alex Jones, and the material is Alex Jones. And I went and watched it, and I couldn't believe it. It was actually positive, accurate, in a fictional sense, incredible. They're putting a vaccine in everybody to detonate it later to wipe out the population. I mean, wow, wow. And Chris Carter stood up to the plate and was nice about it. Not Homeland and all the other shows. They take me, they admit it's me, and then they have me say horrible, racist crap, terrorist stuff, you name it. I mean, wow. And I don't want to make it about Alex Jones, but it is about Alex Jones, isn't it? Donald Trump's attack number one, and he's attacked 50 times what I am just in the U.S. And he's attacked all the world as well by special interest and elites. But then imagine the little second, and I'm down here just being bombarded, and people on the street that are weak-minded go like, look, that's the guy that hates black people. I mean, it is the craziest crap you've ever seen. It's amazing. Okay, so let's go ahead and break down one giant lie, and then I'm going to come back again to the whole SNL thing because it's so important. Look at this. Now, I've been on the air since 1995, and I have seen 4 administrations now fire U.S. attorneys, but there's one exception. I went and pulled the numbers on this, and my memory was right. I said, I think Clinton fired 90-plus of the 100. Sure enough, 93. Bill Clinton, in his first week, fired 93 U.S. attorneys. I looked up the other presidents. They fired 60 and 80. The only difference is Trump fired, 46? But what's crazy is he gave them a chance to be loyal and to execute his orders and the Constitution. And then they didn't, so he fired him. And then the media is all over the place saying unprecedented. Like you show CNN, in fact, I think it's on the printer. Outrage, unprecedented, fires U.S. attorneys, never before done, thinking you're stupid and don't have all the original articles and the letter from Janet Reno that I've got firing 93 of them. The answer to tyranny is liberty.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listen to that guitar with Jimmy Page. Robert Plant wrote this baby, probably one of the most powerful songs ever written. It's hard to turn that off. Crank it up for a minute. I gotta hear this. Just listen to the strength in that music. There's a wind on down the road. Our shadows taller than our souls. Everybody's going to be judged. We're here in the third dimension. Above us and below us is eternity. Make no mistake.
Our shadows taller than our souls.
There was a lady.
There was a lady we all know.
Who shines white light. All right. I've got, I'm not exaggerating, probably 250 articles in front of me. And I mean, it's all just the craziest lies I've ever seen. Or they'll tell the truth about something and then just twist it below. Matt and Allie were in there laughing during the break. And I said, what's going on? They said, look at this other CNN article. Anger mounts over handling of U.S. attorney's firings. And then it says, at the end of the article, administrations have a right to replace and nominate U.S. attorneys. President Bill Clinton, for instance, dismissed dozens of U.S. attorneys in his first year in office. No. He fired 93 the first week. I remember it. I remember covering it. But they have these articles going, outrage, unheard of, unprecedented. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, I was watching CNN also today, and it's like, you'll watch 10 minutes, they're like, it's incredible, no one's ever done this, he's getting rid of anti-corruption people, yeah. And it's just, he lied and said he was going to keep him on, and then he didn't, and then Sessions fired him, and then Chuck Schumer came out and gave a press conference, I've never seen anything like this. And I'm sitting there watching going, you're going to tell him that it's normal to fire at least 80% of them. It's political appointments. Jeff Sessions, with George H.W. Bush, was fired. As one of the lead attorneys of the Justice Department. That's why he's back there now. That's the big joke. So you're watching this on CNN, MSNBC, you name it, and they're not telling you, while they act like it's unheard of criminal activity, that it's completely legal, completely lawful, and completely normal. In fact, this is what I've been bitching about at Trump. This is one problem. He's not been not decisive enough. Just fire all these people. Fire all of them. That's what Democrats do. They always fire 90%+. Republicans are always like nice and only fire like 60-70%. Trump's only fired 46%. Fire every stinking one of them. Yeah, 46. I said 46%. Teleprompter free. Yeah, it's 46 of the 100. U.S. attorneys over the 2 per state or whatever. So, I've got all this other important news, but talking about fake news, I mean, they are all over controlled corporate media hyperventilating all week long about this. And hyperventilating when the deputy attorney general, who was the incoming new head, wouldn't do what Trump said on a legal order that a 5-year-old could understand on immigration from 6 dangerous countries. And then when he fired her, they said, it's criminal. It's never been done before. If an attorney general or deputy attorney general thumbs their nose at the president, that's in the executive branch, they're gone. But again, they think you're morons. They think you're ignorant. They think you're stupid. And they just do it over and over and over and over and over again. You should be insulted that SNL had this skit where aliens attack and Trump thinks black people are the aliens and thinks they're the enemy because I told them so. That is so defamatory. It'd be one thing if I was David Duke or he was. We're not. We're all super inclusive. Everybody knows that. And it's like, wow. But see, that's the implicit threat. You roll over to us or we're going to call you racist. Like Alex Jones is deeply racist. He doesn't like our black president's Obamacare. Remember all those clips I played? CNN and MSNBC? And I guess it's supposedly I'm supposed to go, don't call me racist. Okay, have death panels, triple prices, $5,000 fines. Okay, I'll support your screw job. Don't call me racist. Paul Ryan's new thing is horrible. I don't like the fact that Trump's halfway supported it. It's a little better than Obamacare, but has bigger penalties if you don't get it than Obamacare did. It's got more choice, but still, more choice, but if you don't do it, giant fines, and it's horrible. Is that because I'm racist that I don't like Paul Ryan? No. He does think he's a pretty boy and, you know, he's a punk. But the point is, there is something annoying about a smart-ass, Eddie Haskell-type white guy. Maybe I am racist against white guys like that. The point is, I'm racist against elites that think they're smarter than everybody. I'm sick of his crap. I'm against this bill because it's bad. It's bad. It's bad. That's why I say what I say. All these globalist fake media people, they do what they do because they're getting paid by bosses that have an agenda. I get paid by the listeners of this show that support our broadcast and buy the products. You notice the network has radio ads. We run radio ads. That's like a small part of what we do, 30% of our funding. I'm paid by you. Oh, and guess what? I have the same interest as you. I want to be free. I want my kids to be free. I want us to live in peace. I don't want to bring in a bunch of radical Muslims to run our country. Oh, my God. Turkey is now trying to manipulate elections in Europe and deploying politicians to all major EU states. Erdogan has basically set up a dictatorship. And he's now calling the Netherlands Nazis because they won't let his political party set up there. A foreign government wants to come set up in your country. And I mean, that's what they're doing with the Muslims. That's what Muslims, that's what happens. Hell, they're always fighting with each other in their countries. I mean, communist China is basically banning Muslims right now. Japan has them completely banned. You know why? Because the communist Chinese know a threat when they see one. They're corrupt and bad, but they see another cult that wants to overtake their cult. But see, we're open free society, so we're just like, come in, tell us what to do, run our lives, and if you don't want 80% military-age men, 5 million people in 3 years like Europe, running around murdering and killing and raping, and then Alec Baldwin calls you racist if you don't want that, or J-Lo does, and I say, hey, you want to bring in a bunch of rapists, you know, from Islamic Somalia, the highest rape capital in the world? Why don't you go to Somalia? Because you'd be raped in 5 minutes and kidnapped. Oh, he wants her raped. He wants her. I don't want J-Lo raped. I said, if you want everybody raped over here, if it's so damn good, lady, go over there. It's incredible how unintellectual these people are, too. I just saw a slide behind me. If you're a TV viewer, we haven't reloaded these in a couple years. And it's a graphic of Obama and Hitler supporting warrantless wiretaps and checkpoints. And I've had major newspapers here interviewing me. This is kind of my office. This studio is where I office a lot. This is my office in the building. And they'll sit there and interview me. And they'll go, oh, wait, that's Hitler. Are you for Hitler? And I'm like, clearly says it's with Obama. I don't like either one. I'm paralleling their policies. Oh. Just making sure you don't like Hitler. That's all they've got. You're a homophobe. You love Hitler. I mean, it's just cuckoo land. So when we come back, I'm going to get more later into the session stuff and go over the history and the firings and the numbers and what happened here. Trump's only problem was that he didn't just fire them all immediately. I mean, there are a bunch of Democrat, cult member, globalist George Soros people. Fire every damn one of them. We'll be back, though, with the big SNL breakdown.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. Okay, Alex Jones here, back live. Thank you for joining us. We're going to open the phones up in the second hour. Cover a lot of other key news, a lot of global news. China threatening to nuke the United States of America in their official People's Daily over North Korea. How dare you not want North Korea to shoot missiles every few weeks at Japan that land right off their coast and threaten to nuke Japan? How dare you move B-52 bombers with nukes into South Korea? We're threatening to nuke you, and you've moved nukes in. We may nuke you. First, you will pay the price, is the quote. You have chosen and now will pay. We're going to nuke you. You have chosen, now you will pay. It sounds like aliens or something, like, we have come to destroy your planet. We are communist. We are crazy. I love how communist China sees Islam as a threat and is like basically banning Islam in their country. They've also banned promoting same-sex marriage. And I mean, they kill you if you're gay in China. But I just get to hear all day long about how we're homophobic here. And last time I mentioned that, there was a bunch of articles. That was like Raw Story Salon. Jones thinks we ought to ban gays like China. No, I didn't. I said you like communism, but it bans being gay. So how do you then attack this open free society all day? You love Islam. You love communism. By the way, Venezuela, 2 years ago, had power maybe a third of the time in major cities. They'd already eaten the animals at the zoo. I'm not kidding. Folks, you can't make this up. I know it sounds crazy. Last year, they reported almost all the dogs and cats have been eaten. And now the country's totally collapsing. And they're trying to get out of the country through Central America up to Mexico. But Mexico isn't letting them in. So they can get up here where everything's supposed to be free. You know, we had a programmer that worked here. He was from Venezuela. He was here legally. Really smart guy. And he did a lot of work for us that was top-notch. As usual, though, top people get too busy doing other jobs. So I couldn't get him to focus on what we're doing here. But he was a smart guy. And he used to tell me stuff about Venezuela. And I didn't believe it. But then later it came out in the news, a few years later. He said they make you pray to Hugo Chavez to get your food. Most of the people get government handouts every day. The kids go to the school lunch. It's probably the one meal they get every day. And you have to pray to Jesus. Then Jesus doesn't give you the food. Then you pray to Hugo Chavez. This is when he had just died. Or no, he wasn't dead yet. And then you get the milk and the cereal and the eggs. My God, is that only? And then it came out that on national TV, the new leader, remember when he died, said, pray and you'll get food. And they teach the kids to pray in school to Hugo Chavez. See, that's why communists don't like Christianity, is because it's a religion that's about helping people and being good and being nice. Doesn't mean it hasn't been distorted or used bad before. Any religion can be. But they want the state to be God. That's a fact. I'm digressing. Let me get into the SNL skit here. There it is. Yeah, that's our Chavez who art in heaven, on earth, in the sea, and in us delegates. That's the president said. Hallowed be thy name. Thy agency comes so we can take it to the people here and elsewhere. Yeah, no, that's TV. They have a daily call to prayer to Hugo Chavez. It's not a joke. And, of course, you pray to the state, everything's collapsing. Trump says, I'm in control of the state. We're going to devolve it, break it down, and give it back to you. You're the superstars. Not people on TV, not me, the president, not basketball stars, he said in the inaugural. You. And people have to get in that mode that they're the leader of their own destiny. With God, asking God to be the light, and that's what creates powerful societies. You've got to be put in that leadership role. I can't tell you running a company that gets information out for 20 years how I learned, because I don't remember when I did it, but somewhere along the way I learned, if you don't put a bunch of responsibilities on people, they don't thrive, they don't flourish, they fall apart, even if they were good at another job before. If you don't empower them to take action, they just go nowhere. It's the same thing with kids. It's the same thing with yourselves. And this whole nanny state doesn't want competition. The big corporations, they're in control. They want it sewed up. They don't want a middle class. And I know I harp on that all day, but it's now proof 52 days into Trump that everything he said he'd do, he did. And it's amazing. It's incredible. It freaks me out that he's 95% doing what he said he'd do, and that's with most of the government not even having his people in and them openly fighting him and trying to block him. That, you know, let's bring some balance to this, because I'm going to go ahead and give you criticisms of Trump for the rest of the segment, then I'm coming back and covering the biggest lies I've ever seen by any media. People say, oh, well, it's entertainment, Alex, you know, SNL. They have no credibility in MSM News. They have no viewers, no listeners. 6% approval already. I kept seeing 7. It's 6 in the AP poll nationwide. And so now it's TV, it's movies, it's entertainment, it's comedy where the political news is happening. Stephen Colbert poses as a reporter, as an anchor, and then he puts out fake news and then critiques us and says fake things we didn't say or out of context things. And he exposes the fake news that's the real trailblazing news. That, let's just admit it, InfoWars is the operating system of the global resistance. I mean, out of the panopticon of and the cornucopia and the spectrum, the pantheon, the panacea, InfoWars is the heart. And it's the skin, it's the guts, it's the bones, but it's the rediscovered Americana updated with a 21st century analysis. But let me just do some criticisms of Trump. He's not been decisive enough, and I'm not in his shoes. Believe me, I'm not Monday morning quarterbacking. I'm not backseat driving, even though I am. But just, I guess, to be fair, it's not really fair. He's under total attack from all sides. But let's just do some criticism. He didn't fire all the U.S. attorneys that he should have right away. A bunch of cult members that allowed all these crimes to be committed by Obama and the arrogance of the Attorney General Lynch and Holder and Holder's appointees are in there saying, Obama's coming. We're going to overthrow Trump. And they stole $3 billion, it's admitted, out of federal fines of banks and gave it to private groups and George Soros. Oh, yeah, Trump. In fact, I was a little bit getting paranoid when he wasn't firing all these people saying, why is he getting rid of his enemies? Is he secretly a mole? But I was like, no, his rhetoric's too good. His actions are too good. He's damaging them. He's hurting the globalists. He's bringing the jobs back. He killed TPP. He did all the stuff that I know. He wouldn't do that. That's irrevocable damage to them. It's spread all over the world. Globalists are being kicked out or are about to be kicked out all over the planet. They admit they're on fire in hundreds of articles a week. They are blowing up right now in a bad way. Not a good way. We're blowing up in a good way. They're basically collapsing. That's an inward explosion. And then I sat there and started looking at it, and it's just, no. It's that, can you imagine? I can't even hardly run a company with 60 people. Even though they're great and working hard, stuff gets wrong, miscommunication. You imagine millions of federal employees? Millions. Tens of millions. How many federal employees? Let's look up the number. Not just add contractors in. I think it's about 20 million. 20 million people. I'm going from memory. Let's just see if I'm right. Just like earlier I said, hey, Bill Clinton fired 93 U.S. attorneys when he first got in. Looked it up. My memory was right from back when it happened. Sometimes I'm wrong, though, so we just have to double-check things. But you can look at it between 15, 30 million or the different estimates. Let's just say 20 million federal employees. 20 million. 20 million. 20 million. How is he supposed to run all that when most of them have been beavered in there by the Republicans and the Democrats to be globalist operatives over the years? But despite that, in 52 days, the best jobs numbers since 1984, the best small business numbers since 1984, the peak of the Reagan recovery, the best numbers we've seen in 30 years. Those are real numbers. Think about that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I said I was going to criticize Trump, but I haven't yet. Well, I mean, he should have fired them all immediately. What was he thinking? I mean, he's delivering on his actions, so we know he's good, but why would he leave all these open enemies, these globalist collaborators in? And then the torture thing he was wrong about, he backed off that. He was being honest about what the military is doing. The FBI wanting the codes, the iPhones, he misunderstood that. And then, of course, on the military thing, he's not really wrong, but he could go sideways in Syria. We'll talk about that briefly. But first, I'm going to get into SNL and their attack on myself and Trump last night, straight ahead.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back. You know, I was going to take calls next hour, but Buckley made the joke today when I was up here at like 1 o'clock. I said, I'm going to shoot a 5-minute report on SNL to counter their lies. And he said, no way you can do that. You haven't done that in years. You just can't shut up. Because it's fine. It'll be a long report. Because I think it'll be 20 minutes long. He's been editing it. It's 17 minutes long right now. And I need to premiere this on air because it's powerful. He's added a lot of clips documenting everything I say. Because I'm not just going to say Trump's not a coward. He invites people up on stage. He walks in front of motorcades. You know, the Secret Service says don't do it. He's had hundreds of millions of dollars of boycott. He's has incredible courage. And then they call him a coward on Saturday Night Live with no proof. I'm going to show you the things I said. I'm going to show you the other big lies. But I know you as an audience get their lies. But I don't want to be over here in our reality as an echo chamber. And then they're over in their reality where Islam isn't radical and Obamacare is free. And we all know they're in the fantasy land. We see through rose-colored darklies as well. You know, we distort things as well, but we're not trying to. And we're following common sense that's been proven to be on target. Quite frankly, the only distortion here that I find, 100 times out of 101, I mean literally, is that I tend to dial stuff back. I tend to like have a number in my head that I remember and I'll just dial it back. Because it's just too incredible that they admit that the first round of polio shots gave over 100 million people cancer in America, and that's from the CDC. Or that my own grandmother got polio from the vaccine and they admitted it to her. She just died a month ago. She lived from the 50s on until she was 92 years old. Completely crippled. Don't you love political correctness? Don't call her crippled. That's a bad word. They don't know why. They just said so. But then don't care that they crippled her. I'm not sad that she died. She was in so much pain. She was so damn tough. I'm sad that she had her life twisted and was in so much pain, and they knew there was cancer viruses in it. What a group of jerks. Oh, America was arrogant. America was strong. America was powerful. We had to be taught. We had to be made sick. We had to be soft-killed so the big Rockefeller medical combine could suck all the money out of everybody and make us all diseased and stun it with fluoride and cancer viruses. Oh, yeah, that sounds hardcore, just like cameras and microphones are watching and listening to you. I didn't just guess that 18 years ago. I had the documents, the schematics. They'd routinely send the army over in plain clothes to threaten me or beat me up in the parking lots. I mean, I've been down the road. Most people sit there and bitch and complain and would quit right away. I love it. Hell, I knew I was on target when I was exposing all this. I knew I was doing something for my family and humanity. I was feeling good. I wasn't some traitor to my species. I wasn't sold out like Alec Baldwin. I was real, and I was going to change the world. And you know what? I did change the world because you listened. You researched. You took action. There are a lot of people before me knew all this. But they would get kicked off this radio station or get shut down or get set up by the IRS or if they got too, you know, informative. There have been other talk show hosts. They killed plenty of them. But I came along in the age of the internet. And so it didn't go the way they thought because they were so arrogant. They thought they could defeat us with just disinformation. Instead, all that did was discredit them. Have they learned? No. So I'm going to do the SNL piece. I'm going to stop and start it and go over the points. But I almost never write notes for the show. Let me read you these notes. Document cam, please. This is about Alec Baldwin. They are losers. They pretend to be entertainment but are actually propaganda. Stephen Colbert pretends to be a newscaster but is actually fake news. What they do is actually invert everything, a form of plagiarism. They just steal our research on them. It's real. Turn it around. Globalism's alien to the nation state, taking over. It's evil. It's corrupt. It's bad. Trump's defending against it. So he's the guy siding with aliens against the world in this piece. And the truth is, the blue states of the brainwashed people, not the Republicans are perfect, but that's where the rebellion's happening. The awakening's in that area. They're the ones surrounded like they show in the map, not America. Bring back coal. They go, why would you bring back coal, you idiot? Oh, it's only 2,000 years worth and totally clean and good, and the globalists want it shut off to jack up our prices. An alien attack would be cutting our power off. And this alien attack is offshore corporations that are alien to the nation state who think we're all idiots. But once they're identified, it's all over. They say that the aliens are basically Zarlak 9 or the Russians. And again, Trump's covering that up because he actually works for them. Again, no connection, no truth, all a hoax, all a fraud. They're the globalists. They're the outside group. Trump Hotel is going to go bankrupt. None of that's true. The numbers have been never better on his companies and what he's doing. Pledge of Allegiance. He doesn't know it. He doesn't know America. Hillary's the one that wouldn't say under God. Obama wouldn't put his hand over his heart. So exactly what they say about Trump, the inverse. Blacks are aliens and Trump is racist and doesn't trust black people. I mean, just that's like 2-year-old level. Only a 5-year-old would watch this and not like Trump if they were black. If you showed a 5-year-old kid who was black, that they'd say, he doesn't like black people. I mean, this is like 5-year-old level. But it's not even Trump. It's Alec Baldwin. Next, we'll say that's a conspiracy theory. Jones, that's actually Trump. Probably people think he is Trump. Gets his info from InfoWars. Well, that's true. Part of that's true. But I'm getting my info from, I mean, you wouldn't believe the info I get. Now I'm so trusted by patriots. I'm not even bragging. I mean, the stuff I know that it comes out to be accurate every time is just, I'm like, this is unreal. I mean, it is just, it's unbelievable. And I had no idea that we were the only main resistance group that got picked up by patriots inside the government 18 years ago, 15 years ago, and 12 years ago, and that splinter groups that were for America in the CIA, NSA, Defense Intelligence, CENTCOM, SOUTHCOM, NORTHCOM, Space Command, Interspatial, everything said, listen to Jones, and we're going to build a movement to defeat these people and kick them out. They had commanders of whole... I can't even get into it. They had groups managing entire, you know, all four branches of the military in briefings saying, this is the place. We can't tell you what's compartmentalized because you're not able to get this classified info. Listen to Alex Jones. Now, that's why they're so pissed, folks, because we've done the research, but I also studied so much history that I know what they're doing better than they do. Because if you really knew how this stuff worked, you wouldn't join with this. It's like jumping in a freaking wood chipper. Nobody's going to get out of this New World Order. Not Eric Schmidt, not Zuckerberg. Nobody's going to. This thing they're setting up is not of this world and is bad for everybody if you're a human. And again, they make the joke, oh, Jones says body snatchers or, you know, things run things. No, that's David Icke or shapeshifters. The archetype is the globalists believe they're merging with machines and are a breakaway species. Psychopaths always think everybody else is scum and that they're the only good people. So it's humans, but it's breakaway guilds of psychopaths and sociopaths and the compartmentalized people under them that are actually doing this. And it's very alien to the human system. So this is amazing. They're attacking the independent press. They're attacking their enemies. They think you're stupid. We're going to play the clips again when we come back. I promise I'm going to get to all these, and then I have a detailed report that's going to go over all of it. But why am I making a big deal of it? It's not that it's SNL. I've been attacked on every other major news show, but also the so-called entertainment shows. Jimmy Kimmel, probably 20 times I know of. Colbert, that many as well. I mean, just the last few months, like every week. And they'll say, I got to watch this because they'll clip it out. But I still got to say it because they're going to take it out. Let them do it. They're liars. You know, they'll play clips. I'm anti-gay. No, I said, I'm not anti-gay. I'm anti-gay. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not anti-gay so people be nice to me. I literally am not against anybody. I've never have been. It's like saying, why do you beat your wife? Well, I don't. Or why'd you rob that bank? Well, I didn't. Oh, really? Why are you covering up? But again, that's all they've got is bullying, folks. It doesn't work anymore. All right, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back. I promise I'm going to get to all of the clip and then stop and start it and go over it. But again, the reason this report's so important is it just shows what liars they are and a big discovery I made of how they're plagiarizing the truth and inverting it. This is a big breakthrough. Before we go any further, we have Myco ZX that is now undoubtedly the best-selling product we've ever come out with. Some stuff takes the pole position, X2, Supermel Vitality. This is the known enzymes and patented acids and supercharged concentrated herbs that neutralize naturally and healthfully the fungus and other molds and garbage that's in the gut and infesting our bodies. You think bad bacteria are problems, so we need good, you know, probiotics like Biome Defense at InfoWarsLife.com. Yes, that's important. But this is next level. This is the big area that's been missed. Because when the good bacteria get killed because all the herbicides and pesticides we eat, that's admitted, it's undisputed, the bad bacteria move in, but more importantly, the yeast and the mold. This knocks it out and is incredible, and it's so easy to do. It's going to sell out in the next few days. I'm still going to keep it discounted out of the gates, even though I probably should raise the price to fund the operation. Get your Myco ZX 10% off when you get it with the Biome Defense. It's already discounted, and 10% on top of that when you sign up for AutoShip. And we have free shipping running through Tuesday. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Get great products and fund the resistance.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the last segment today, I interviewed Jesse James for more than an hour in studio. And, you know, as much as I don't believe the mainstream media, I didn't really follow the tabloids, but who could ignore it back when he was married to Sandra Bullock and the stuff they said about him? And I remember at the time thinking, this is weird. And I knew people who were high up in Hollywood. That was back when I was out in Hollywood at least five or six times a year on TV shows and things and some movies. before I totally gave up on it, not from lack of success, it was just so evil and so pathetic. But I got the inside scoop on Jesse James. And again, it's not about him and Sandra Bullock. It's how things are controlled, how she saw her star falling. She wanted to make this movie a hit. And the fact that this goody two-shoes image that was going on, and you know, the claims that he was off cheating on her and all this. I was told the truth in Hollywood all about it. And then I later, Jesse James, I've known Jesse like 6 years. Jesse James told me the exact stuff I've been told by other people, but he was just, he really is like a guy that welds all day. I mean, it's like you go over to his house like 10 at night, it's what he's doing. It's like crazy. He just lives this thing with blast furnaces, these huge machines out in the woods, and it's just like, yeah, he really does build almost everything he puts together. I mean, some stuff gets made by his crew, but he's like doing 80% of it. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. And again, it's like authentic versus fake. And I can't even tell you the stuff I know. I mean, tabloids would kill for it. But I'm never going to talk about it. That's just who I am. It doesn't even matter to me anyways. It's just like how Sandra Bullock came out and said he was cheating on her to promote a movie. And I'm not even going to say it. It's unbelievable. And she knew that he'd sit there and take it and wouldn't even defend himself because he's a man. And, you know, he is the classic archetypal tough guy, alpha male guy, being smart ass and stuff, but he's just a good guy. And I'm enamored by the fact that he's the manager of the whole NRA contract for merchandise and what he's trying to do for them to relaunch things to the young people. That's something I'm so interested in, to defeat the New World Order. Make this interesting to young people because it is their future. You win. But after I've been nice about Jesse, I'll say the thing I disagree with him. He kept saying, this is supposed to be a victory lap. No, that was a few months ago. The interview never happened. Now they're really after Trump. And just because he's doing all this good, Jesse, doesn't mean that we can just sit back and think he's going to win. We win the Super Bowl. We got to start planning to win the next game. But this isn't even like that. The war is now. And so Jesse's like, who's right, who's wrong? We should just, celebrate the fact that we're winning. And I agree, nationalism is taking place and we are winning all over the world. But we're here because my listeners cared and we came from behind and I've been upset. And I've been taking action, and I've been getting people mobilized. And we have to. I get the whole male thing of being calm and being secure and feeling like everything's great. You're the big gorilla sitting up on the hill, and everybody's praising you. And here's the deal. I can do that. Every once in a while, for like 10 seconds, I flip into this confidence mode, and I go, look what all I've done and all the things I've done. And I can shoot bullseye at 500 yards when special forces can't. And I've like taken on 30 guys at once and kicked their ass. I mean, that's not BS. I've done that. Look what we've done politically. And then I'm just thinking, I'm just like this Superman. I realize, but I'm going to die and I'm nobody. I got to be strong for my kids. And while I have strength, I have to work as hard as I can to defeat the enemy. And that's what I'm saying. It is true. Once I got in a big fight with a brawl and more guys kept coming, and it was in the newspaper when I was going to high school. But I don't tell that story to act powerful. We've done feats 100 times more important politically. And that's what I'm saying is that, I'm not saying James is a bad guy. He's a great guy. And I get he doesn't want to be political. He just wants to build motorcycles and guns and be into freedom and just live his life. I get that. I'm just saying we have to be upset. We have to be focused. We have to defeat these people because until they're either woken up or defeated or locked up in prison because they want to kill us, we can't stop. I mean, let's say there's 1,000 vampires and we kill 99 of them. We still, 901. And we killed 999. We've got to eradicate these people politically. We can't ever give up.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We are broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this live Sunday, the 12th day of March 2017 edition. And this broadcast is all about having empathy, actually looking at what empowers humanity, common sense, and historical systems that we know work, and trying to promote those, and trying to believe the people can be strong and informed. The so-called left is not the left. The Republican establishment is just as bad as the Democratic leadership, maybe worse, because Paul Ryan knows that Guam doesn't float. He knows that islands don't float. Paul Ryan knows Obamacare was written by Republican leadership as a screw job. You know, he knows that Russia didn't attack Korea. He knows George W. Bush isn't in office. That was 8 years ago. Plus, the Democratic leadership has said all those things I just said. I mean, they are on. I watch their press conferences now, and they're horrifying. I don't know what drugs they're on, but man, let me tell you, their brain, I mean, Pelosi's almost 80. She looks good for 80 or 79, but she's out of her mind. Maxine Waters is a good-looking lady for her age. But she's out of her freaking mind. Paul Ryan knows exactly what he's doing. He's worse than her. So, listen, I'm nonpartisan. I see Trump come along, and every globalist operation, every big bank's against him. He's doing things that are textbook to turn the economy on and help the average person. He's gone out of his way to announce all these new factories and pressure big companies that are screwing us over to move to mainly black inner city areas and hire African Americans. He $25 billion in an executive order controlling the Department of Education to black colleges. That's like 25% or more of the money the next 4 years that the feds are going to give to colleges just to black college. Obama did $4 billion in 8 years. $25 billion. I mean, all I'm saying is that's almost like redistribution, but I'm for it because it just gets everybody together. And it goes on and on for hours, folks. He's doing so much good stuff that my head spins when I try to actually go over it. I just, it'd be easy to criticize Trump. I don't care he's the president. I don't care he calls me sometimes. It's that he's so real. But just like they said, no one's ever fired attorneys. It's criminal. It's evil. Meanwhile, he fires 46 because they won't follow his orders. Obama fired 70-something. Bill Clinton fired 93 when he first got in office. It's the lying. It's the lying. So let's get into SNL. Why is this happening? They admit that mainstream media in Gallup polls and in AP polls has between 6 and 9% approval rating. Cancer is more popular than mainstream media. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is more popular. I'm serious. I've seen polls where like 24% of people support him in the U.S. or something. Okay, probably don't know who he is or don't want to sound racist. Oh, it's an Asian woman. Don't let me say something. And that's how political correctness works. AP survey says just 6% put their trust in the media. That's AP. Remember that? Mainstream media reputation currently broken. So there you go. There's the articles. Brokey, a new word I invented. Here's why I trust the media is an all-time low. Just look at Zuckerberg. Calls his users dumb effers. And so we've got all these numbers here. Why Americans no longer trust the mainstream media? Stephen Hawking says the answer is world government. Just take over. Everything will be fine. But there's no world government, remember. And the cameras and microphones on your computer aren't watching you, though they admit they are now. Another thing we told you that didn't come true was always true. They just admit it now. So, people really think I'm this visionary now. They're just like, how do you know all this? I used to hate you. Are you psychic? No, it's all admitted. So, let's get into it now with SNL. Why are they doing this? They're doing this because people still think movies or comedy shows might not be propaganda, and they still have some big audiences. They've declined, Hollywood's collapsing, but still there's big audiences. SNL, in their first 5 minutes, has over 10 million viewers. By the end, it trails down to 2 million. I looked it up today on Nielsen. They just want to see what the enemy's saying about Trump, then they tune out. And in some fairness, it's always been the first five that had most of the ratings, but it'd be like, 30 million watching, and by the end, 15 million. It's like, no, now it's 5, 6, 7, 10 million, depending on the show, down to a couple million at the end. So they're dying, but still they think they're going to catch you at night. You had a few drinks, you're relaxed, you don't want to be political, you can watch this stuff, and maybe you'll hate Trump because he points at black people and says, they're not human. That's pure racism, saying someone isn't human. That's what the globalists say about us. The globalists see themselves as a breakaway civilization coming in and conquering our countries. And they now are going to dominate and control us. So they say Trump has sold out to aliens. Trump thinks black people are aliens, not the real alien threat. And Trump's a coward. Again, when he's not a coward, look how much courage he has. At the motorcades, all of it. People jump up on stage. He's ready to go after him. He calls people up on stage. Secret Service says no. He countermands them. He takes on the whole establishment. In my lifetime, I've not seen courage like this, political courage. I'm not seeing it. It's truly fantastical. And all I can do is tell the truth. I don't want to be gushing. It's just, if it is, it is. And his agenda is prosperity for you and your family. And if you're an immigrant coming here, he wants to make it easier if you've got skills or you're not a criminal so that the criminals of the world don't run here and feed on you. That's the truth. I've looked at what he's done. It's almost more liberal than I like. But see, it doesn't matter because at least it's real. He said both parties don't matter. Ideologies doesn't matter. What matters is the people and actually empowering them and doing what works. So let's start playing the SNL piece. And I've got a deeper analysis coming up that's produced with clips and everything. Not because, oh, SNL talked about us. It's because how desperate it is and how deceptive it is. And the big secret that they don't have original ideas. They just plagiarize what we say about them and turn it around against us. And if you know the facts, it's all a complete inversion. So let's start going to the first of the piece. Here it is. The Earth's attacked by aliens. And Trump saying there's not a threat. Here it is.
In the year 2018, aliens from the planet Zorblat 9 landed on Earth. They did not come in peace.
Men, women, the hour is upon us. The aliens are stronger than we thought.
All right, let's hit pause again.
The fight for humanity.
The globalists have always said a fake alien invasion under Project Bluebeam, partially declassified, Reagan talked about it, Khrushchev talked about it, Yeltsin talked about it, could unify humanity. So they're going to that final deal. The globalists are taking over America. They're ending human economies. They're telling Africa and the continent of Africa, the countries there, that they can't have cars or air conditioning. So they're really the alien globalist force. They're not real aliens, but they operate like that. Totally cold-blooded. Parasites. Predators. But then they say Trump isn't worried about the Russian threat. That's the first thing. Zarblat 9 is a really nice place. But the Russians can't stabilize their own country. The globalists are trying to bring them down too. The globalists are allied with communist China that's expanding and threatening to invade the Philippines. I can tell I'm running out of time. The full clips are coming up, but let's just go back to it.
Which means the fight for humanity begins now. We may be down, but we are not out. We've lost limbs, we've lost lives, but we will not lose the United States of America. Now let's get out there, destroy those aliens, and save the human race. But first, your commander-in-chief wants to say a word.
They'd have no ratings if they weren't doing a straw man of Trump. Pause again. I didn't make this in the big report coming up. The key to this is he's bad because he's creating positivity. That's a word. He's creating a positive outlook, and he's bringing us together to have exuberance, which is what humans can then build things with. I mean, that's known. It's confidence. And we have the tools. Confidence by itself is delusion, but confidence with the tools, the capability, is Valhalla. It's the stars. It's unlimited. Look what we already done together. I mean, people 100 years ago would think the gods had created all this. So he creates exuberance. The whole piece attacks that, too, that he's positive, and they create a fake deal where everything's being destroyed and we're all dying. When it's the globalist trying to actually do this, he's trying to actually stop it. He's rushing into the fight. He's doing the opposite of what they say in the piece. That was the final key. All right, we're going to come back. Isn't it time to come back with a produced piece? So I guess that was the final piece. I was so frustrated. So that should probably be added into the big piece when we put this produced piece out. But we're going to premiere it straight ahead. And then Jesse James, boil down from our powerful interview, Jesse James. That's coming up in the last segment. Infowars.com. Spread that link. They're trying to censor us, but they can't beat the people. If you take action, the battle for the free web's happening now.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're living on the edge. All right, I couldn't get to the analysis live on air, but how about this piece I shot a few hours ago that has all the documentation? We finally put it together. Here it is. The globalists think you're stupid. They're betting on the fact you're dumb. All you got to do is wake up and then wake others up and they'll fall. Here's the special report.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit. Because he's always taking off his shirt, okay?
I've been attacked by every major news outlet in the world. All of them. I've been attacked by all the late night comedy shows. I've been attacked in every newspaper in the United States over and over again. And so after a while, I stopped really paying attention to it because it's just the same lies regurgitated over and over again. And of course, President Trump has been attacked even more. But after Trump, I am the second most attacked person now in the United States for my stand for sovereignty against the globalists, private corporate consortiums that are establishing a private world government. Now, years ago, they said that didn't exist. Now they admit it exists, but they're telling us how great it is and how we all need it. Now, I started getting a bunch of phone calls this morning and text messages, more than 50 of them, saying they attacked you on Saturday Night Live last night. So I went and watched it several times this morning, and it was like a skeleton key had opened the key door. Major, major breakthroughs in our research watching this five-minute piece. You could teach a college course on this to understand propaganda and deception. But in the interest of time, I'm going to break it down in 5 minutes. But the big discoveries are coming at the end. This is one of the most important reports you will ever watch. Now, before I do this breakdown of the unprecedented defamation and lies against Donald Trump and myself in this so-called comedy piece, which is really a fake news piece, I want to be clear. Every time we've tried to play an SNL clip that attacks the Liberty Movement, they claim copyright. We have full right as citizens under law, and I've talked to all the lawyers over the years, I've been on there 22 years, to play these clips and analyze them, especially when they're about us. So I'm going to do that right now. But that's a key tool they're using all over the so-called free internet to censor the American people and others, is so-called copyright law. Bottom line, they want to ban you being able to have commentary on what they say and what they do. Just like major newspapers across the country online are just getting rid of comment sections altogether. Even though that's why people go there, because they're desperate to control the narrative, because AP studies and other major studies show that MSM has between a 6 and 9% approval rating. At the high, 9% trust or like them, at the low, 6%. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is more popular than that. Now, on the surface, a lot of you are probably rightfully saying, hey, Alex, we know MSM is more unpopular than cancer. But this is entertainment. Why are you talking about what's happening on SNL? Well, the corporate media admits that they have no credibility in mainstream news anymore, so they've retreated into movies and into TV shows and into comedy shows to spew their propaganda. And that came out in the WikiLeaks that they had, not just news channels, but a lot of the so-called entertainment channels also involved in the brainwashing of the American people. Now, I'm about to run through the piece, but let me just hit a few other angles of this, because it's critical to understand what you're witnessing is a corporate PR makeover. Last year, they were openly in the news saying, what are we going to do? Everybody hates us. And they developed the plan to call anyone disagreeing with them or any other media challenging them fake news. They declared by definition that only they exist in their own parallel inverted universe. So their reputation was broken. What were they going to do? Declare everyone else, who's way more popular than them, fake. And then move to start banning people off the web and taking their advertisers. That's 21st century book burning. So we have Stephen Colbert pretending to be a newscaster and putting out disinfo. We have Alec Baldwin pretending to be the president and then engaging in massive defamation with a classical straw man. And Alec Baldwin is that straw man. So now let's get into the meat of it. We already mentioned how people like Stephen Colbert are actors. They pose as newscasters and then put out their disinformation and attack the truly independent news. It's the same thing with SNL and NBC. They've got the talented actor, Alec Baldwin, up there as a classical straw man posing as Donald Trump and then projecting onto that straw man a complete and total fiction. And we're going to expose at the end of this the plagiarism of SNL. Now let's break down the skit itself. Zorlock 9 has attacked the Earth and has taken over everything but Washington, D.C. And they are an outside alien conquering group, and Trump is secretly allied with them and is saying that they're great people. Now, this is a lie on many fronts. Obviously, they're saying that it's the Russians and that Trump is an agent of the Russians when no real proof has ever been given of that, and it's a clear fraud, and he's simply trying to turn our economy back on and restore our sovereignty. And it's the corporate globalists who admit they're trying to set up a world government that is unelected, unaccountable, with diplomatic immunity above the law, that is absorbing nation states all over the world and actually appointing Goldman Sachs heads as presidents in places like Italy. So Trump's actually trying to maintain our sovereignty, trying to restore our republic, trying to have the American people actually be in charge of their destiny. So they invert it with a skit where aliens have attacked and the president is the reason that we're losing and we're falling and we're failing. And that, again, we're all surrounded by the aliens because the whole country has been taken over by them. When in truth, if you look at the maps of the country, it's the Democrats and the blue areas that are actually completely surrounded. And Trump is trying to restore national sovereignty in the final beachhead of the globalist, Washington, D.C. Then, with incredible disdain for their viewers, act like Trump is completely insane because he brags that he's brought back coal to America, and who cares about coal?
What should we do? Okay, here's what we do. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to bring coal back, okay? We're going to have so much coal, you're going to say, where did all this coal come from?
Well, we have enough coal for 2,000 years. We have enough oil for maybe 50. And coal is much cheaper. And before they started getting rid of coal 8 years ago, our energy prices for electricity were about half as much. So if you were outside aliens trying to turn the planet off and trying to starve the people, you would actually get rid of coal. Because if we run out of electricity, billions of people will die. So the first thing an outside force that's waging war against you does is turn off your main energy supply.
Yes, we are dealing with a highly advanced species here. They're from Zorblat 9. Their ships are invisible. They're telepathic.
Okay. No, we don't know that they are from Zorblat 9. I've actually heard Zorblat 9 is very beautiful, very fantastic.
Oh my God, does he have business ties on Zorblat 9?
And they're not just tying Trump to the Russians. They're implying that the Russians have militarily attacked us and have all this advanced technology and have surrounded us. Again, all of it is basically a perfect lie. The entire thing is reality inverted, and I'm coming to that in a moment.
Sir, I have some terrible news. New York City has been attacked.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
The Russians have militarily attacked us and have all this advanced technology and have surrounded us. Again, all of it is basically a perfect lie. The entire thing is reality inverted, and I'm coming to that in a moment.
Sir, I have some terrible news. New York City has been attacked, and Trump Hotel has been completely destroyed, causing $50 million in damage.
More like $1 billion.
Well, luckily no lives were lost because no one was staying at the hotel.
That's not true. That's not true. Everyone loves to stay at my hotel. I'm sure a bunch of really top shelf, very classy people died there.
Then there's classical economic warfare against the Trump Organization and attempts to say the food is horrible in their facilities, that no one's staying at the Trump Towers, when the evidence shows his private corporate interests are actually expanding and are more successful than ever.
I actually heard the aliens are already here. They've been hiding in this country for hundreds of years. It's a fact. They're shapeshifters. They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
What? I am not an alien.
Yes, she is, and so is the woman next to her, right there.
Oh, okay, no.
One of the biggest lies is when straw man Alec Baldwin, playing the part of Donald Trump, points at not one but two black women in U.S. military uniform and says basically, they're not humans, they're aliens, they're not people. Total racism put in the mouth of the fake Donald Trump, and they're in uniform, so it has a doubling effect. And what's crazy is all of these lies are so clear, so visible, so easily refuted, but the media thinks you're stupid. Take the fact that they show the so-called president, Alec Baldwin, not being able to say the Pledge of Allegiance, something, of course, that he's been promoting, and the flag and sovereignty. So they take one of his strongest points and then show him unable, in a total lie, to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Now join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic from which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
But they're not just lying about President Trump with this whole Pledge of Allegiance thing. They're hoping you don't remember that it was Hillary in all these speeches that had one nation under God removed and then would falsely put out an incorrect version.
Only Hillary can bring us together as one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Or that President Obama, famously, in many speeches, wouldn't cover his heart with his hand during the pledge. So everything they say Trump is, they are, and worse.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit, because he's always taking off his shirt, okay? That is why I hereby launch a full investigation into these two aliens right now.
And then, of course, where did the straw man president get this information that the black ladies weren't human? They got it from me. Oh my gosh, the fake news that needs to be banned. Oh, and InfoWars also supposedly believes in shapeshifters. Totally made up. So they project their lies on the free press and want to use InfoWars as the symbol because it's one of their main enemies of what they want to ban, shut down, and discredit. And finally, our thespian actor cowards at SNL zero in on Donald John Trump's greatest attribute. The fact that he's a trailblazer, has such incredible courage, and stood up against the entire MSM, the globalists, the foreign governments, the communist Chinese, the Saudi Arabians, the EU, the Mexican presidents, all of it, and rallied the American people to begin restoring our republic.
Humans! Resistance is futile. Take me to your leader.
It's him. He's the president.
No, I'm not. You are.
Really? This is going to be so easy.
When the aliens come in and say, take us to your leader, Trump is a coward and shakes in fear and tries to escape. When in truth, he's the first president in 50 plus years to march at the head of a motorcade with his enemies literally trying to tear down the gates to go after him just 50 yards away. He stood up to him with will. He went through all the boycotts, all the attacks, all the demonizations, people trying to climb over the White House fence last night, all of it. And they say he's a coward. Unbelievable. Even if you hate Donald Trump and believe MSM lies, nobody can say that this guy's a coward. When he calls people up from giant crowds onto the stage with him, not even knowing what they're going to say, when he goes out and stands up and gets in the face of these tyrants that think they've dominated and controlled this country, for SNL to go that low shows you what pieces of cowardly trash they really are. And they're projecting everything they stand for onto Donald Trump, onto InfoWars, and onto the American people. So I talked at the start about this big awakening, this big epiphany I had this morning. So let's recap and then go over it. He wants to bring back our cheap energy that's clean and good and help our country. They call that bizarre and kooky. When again, It's the globalists that have cut off our energy under the whole carbon tax plan. They rehash the disproven lies about Russia when the globalists are the ones coming in and conquering our country. And it's Trump that actually has Washington surrounded, and he's got a beachhead right in the middle of it at Pennsylvania Avenue in the White House. We've got the economic warfare saying his hotels are empty and he's basically going bankrupt, hoping people hear that and don't support him. Incredible. More lies, more attacks. They lie and say that he doesn't know the Pledge of Allegiance when it's the Democrats that have actually changed the Pledge of Allegiance and won't put their hands over their hearts. They finally tell a little bit of truth and say he gets his info, some of it from InfoWars, but then lie about what the info is coming from InfoWars. And then they invert reality again and show Trump as a coward and who isn't willing to stand up against opposition when the globalists that are alien to sovereign states and independent peoples are the actual real threat taking over our country and enslaving our people. And Donald Trump is our champion, boldly standing against it. So they invert reality and say he's a coward. Globalism is the outside force, alien to our families, alien to our way of life, our elected government. Trump killed the alien TPP that put us under multinational control the first week he was in office. Trump is standing against the true threat to our independence, our prosperity, and our future. And the epiphany is that they're not just twisting what we say. They're taking what we say word for word about the globalist and turning it around and putting it on us. They are plagiarists. They don't even have original thoughts in their parasitic minds. They are attempting to create a false reality for themselves and their dumbed down minions. The truth is, the joke's on SNL. They've had to stoop to the level of actors dressing up as other people and then putting words in their mouth. And the numbers show that the globalists understand corporate world government is collapsing. It is being overturned across the world. And people like Alec Baldwin are just being used in rear guard actions by the technocrats while they take their stolen wealth and haul ass to places like Kauai, Hawaii, and of course, places like Tasmania, Australia. I mean, the globalists admit they're evacuating. They know they've already lost. They know they're run by old Nazi collaborators like George Soros. And you people that have been part of this are absolute shames. To everybody else that's waking up, thank you so much for joining the resistance. I'm Alex Jones, and I hope all of you will visit InfoWars.com today and find out the truth about what we're saying, not what Alec Baldwin claims we're saying.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Trump's got 8 years. We've already won.
Oh, dude, come on. The proof's in the pudding.
I agree. That's why they're so pissed.
And I notice even in the last couple weeks, it's starting to go down a little bit. You notice the intensity's ratcheting down. Remember...
Skip the break.
What was it, last Friday when everything was going crazy about Jeff Sessions recusing himself and all that? And come Monday, no one even mentioned that? Why is that?
Because it's all pure baloney.
No, what did Trump do on Sunday?
I forget what he did.
Tweeted about Obama wiretapping him.
Oh, yeah. He countered it. Yeah.
And then everybody all of a sudden forgot about
that's what I just raised.
That
they admitted they did it, and they say he's a liar.
No, but Friday, this wouldn't even exist on Friday. Friday, it was all about Sessions and Russia and all.
But it shows his power.
Yeah.
He's able just to change the subject.
One tweet, no one even remembered about Jeff Sessions and everything. He's just better at manipulating the dumb media than they are. The only people that are coming out on Twitter and saying like, oh, I think Trump should get killed, they're only doing that to give themselves a little bit of fame, to a little bit of, you know,
it's still illegal. Pop,
like, oh my God, did you
see? No, I agree, but it's still illegal.
Did you see what Billy 218 said? He said he would kill Trump. Oh my God. Well, retweet that. Oh my God. He deleted the tweet. Oh my God.
Probably somebody actually called that.
Yeah, but it's like, it's meaningless.
Can we see who Billy 328 is, like our John Doe? We're not actually blaming Billy 328. I know.
No,
I know.
But it's just, it's.
I bet there is one.
It's fluff. It doesn't mean anything. All the hate and all that stuff, you know, it doesn't mean anything, because if it was all done face to face, it would change 100%. Like if Hillary Clinton walked in the studio right now, what would do?
She looks like a corpse. I think the living dead.
Yeah, but what would you do? You'd be cordial and you'd be nice to her. Don't you know it? Hey, what's up? You want to?
I'd say, my God, I've never seen a dead person living. Hey, guys, can we pull up? I mean, look, oh my God, did you see that new photo of her they released last week?
Yeah, but still, you know, she's just an elderly lady, you know. And you know what? As much as you don't like her, she's still an American.
She's an elderly demon.
And if we got a nuclear attack and she was in this town and she came to here and needed help or needed shelter or anything, we would help it, because that's what Americans do. And I learned that. I learned that in Iraq. Yeah, I've made enough money to not work anymore, but I'm supposed to be working, and
employing people.
Yeah, and I pay all of them and pay all their taxes, and I don't ever want to step outside of that. I tried to for a little while. I tried to be this big Hollywood guy, and I was miserable.
And those fake people burned you.
And it blew up in my face, and now I'm right back where I belong, working at my shop, working on my wife's race car, and that's... This is a business. The mainstream media is a business. It's there to make money. So if CNN can fill their whole programming schedule with 90% anti-Trump stuff, then the advertisers and people that lean to that left, they can come and advertise there.
No, that's it.
People will watch it, and it's money. If nobody watched that stuff and nobody cared and people didn't like, you know, it's like when we drive past a car accident, your foot automatically comes off the gas pedal because you're like, oh man, look, that's really messed up.
They just keep creating car accidents.
So the more sensational thing they say, it doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean it holds any water. It's just a business.
Well, let's expand on that.
It's like, it took me a couple years of people saying I'm a Nazi and saying I'm the devil and saying I'm this whole horrible person. I had to look at it forever. You know, I had to like walk by in the supermarket aisle and see every single tabloid have a picture of me on the cover saying the most horrible stuff. And I had to walk by with my kids and kind of put my head down. And like, I think you have to find some kind of inner strength to like be a dad and be a good parent and walk past all that stuff with your kids and keep their eyes looking forward and not take it personal. I look at all the stuff that happens now and it's so blatantly obvious to me how it's just for money. You know, I think once you twist your mind around to realize like, oh, that's
exactly. And then once you get, we have a
sell magazines and page views and clicks.
But what I'm saying is once you get that Trump, after all this, knows how it works, is literally trying to transfer the wealth we produce back to us, not a wealth transfer. He's actually trying with classical stuff.
Some of the Secret Service guys, you know what? He's a worker. He's a hard worker. And that's what, if I'm working and paying taxes and I'm paying a president, I want that.
Well, go ahead and tell us what your sources say. He works 18 hours a day.
Hey, Obama got in about 10 a.m. every day and left before 6 p.m. The guys say that he's there at 6 a.m. every day since Inauguration Day and doesn't leave until 10:30, 11 at night. The thing that people need to realize, like, there is no right or left or liberal or everybody has to come together as Americans. And it's like, instead of, you know, people are complainers. Let's just complain. I'm going to complain that Trump won. And I'm going to complain that I think Russia did it because there's no possible way that he could be successful enough to win on his own. It had to be some kind of scam or trick.
Well, let's raise that.
But I'm going to complain about it. So I think instead of complaining, go do something about it. You know, like that circle around you of people that you can help, like homeless people, or go to, you know, help disadvantaged
exactly kids. Don't blame Trump for why you claim the world has all these problems.
That's my biggest question. Instead of complaining that Trump doesn't support women or Trump does this or
all lies
or everybody did that, and you know what do you do? You know, what do you do? And like, someone kind of, I made a comment and got a bunch of crap about it, about the women's march, that I said, hey, wouldn't it be great if all these women that marching, if they channeled their energy and put that kind of energy and manpower to helping the homeless and vets in this country. And someone said, like, you know, well, what have you done for the homeless? Like a bunch of people said.
And they didn't know all the stuff you've done.
I'm like, well, you know, I founded the biggest homeless shelter in the city of Long Beach in like 2002 and put over 3,000 people in permanent housing. And when I left Long Beach, I gave my 50,000 square foot building and it became, it's the Long Beach Rescue Mission now. And it like, you go back and all the people that asked what I did, they all deleted their tweets. Look at the freaking out and crazy and all these, you know, like Trump saying okay to the kids at the White House and saying that's a Nazi symbol. They now have become Alex Jones, and Alex Jones has now become mainstream media. Like you're now a legitimate news source
compared to them.
Yeah. They're now totally making stuff up. Not saying I'm not.
No, I get it. But they would always misrepresent what I was saying in the media.
Yeah.
I mean, Colbert 2 weeks ago had me say, I'm anti-gay. I said, I'm not anti-gay in the clip. They just don't care. So what do you do about stuff like that? Just ignore it?
I think they'll keep hitting that button, hitting the, you know, the fake news extreme get viewership button. And you can only do it so many times before it doesn't.
Well, their ratings are way down. They're a shadow of them former selves. All our ratings are way up.
I reached out to him and, I really respected that, like, hey, he has a multi-million-dollar paying job as, you know, one of the biggest reality television shows, The Apprentice. And he chose to, like, give them the finger and say, hey, you know what? I really care about this country. And if you guys are going to fire me purely for political reasons, then you can stick it. And I like that. That day I reached out to him and told him, I said, hey man, you have my support 100%, like to lay it all on the line and sacrifice, you know, money for what's in your heart. That'll always get.
And then you tweeted in Facebook. Cause I remember seeing it in the news. Jesse James wants Donald Trump to run.
Yeah.
That's got to feel good now because 50 days in, best jobs numbers since 1984. I mean, America is open for business and people want a piece of this.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I've been saying it ever since the first time I went to Iraq when Bush Jr. was president. You know, I seeing the troops and spending time with people in harm's way, it kind of told me, it's like, wow, this country, you know, I grew up as a kid in the Reagan era. And you know, say what you will, a lot of people hate Reagan. A lot of people, more people love him, but he was a patriot.
Well, idiots hate Reagan. Yeah. He was out to help the country and out to help the average person.
And he was a patriot and believed in patriotism and like the symbol of that flag and everything that it represented meant something to him. And I always felt, you know, for the last decade that we need someone that's a patriot. We need someone that really loves this country. And I think that's, you know, you look at 8 years with Obama and, you know, I don't really feel strongly that he has a super strong love for his country. I feel like he has a ulterior motive of trying to make himself into like the American Nelson Mandela.
Well, sure, exactly. He wants to be the guy that conquered America.
You know, he's not for the working class or for the little guy or for he's a Harvard guy.